The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Well, we have a championship Saturday get postponed due to some weather. So that means it's Championship Monday here at Washington County High School, here for the Twin Valley League Tournament Championship game here this evening. We're glad you're along here on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca for tonight's matchups for the girls TVL Tournament Championship game. It'll be the Hanover Wildcats facing off against the Donovan West Lady Mustangs here tonight. Also, later on this evening, we will have the boys' contest between Blue Valley and the Axtell Eagles. That'll come up momentarily, part of our doubleheader action here this evening. Thanks so much for tuning in here on a Monday evening. Captain Kirk Kilman taking care of us back in the Kansland Studios. I'm Jake Spaulding here live from Washington County High School, where we've got, again, a championship game that was supposed to be on Saturday for this Twin Valley League tournament, the annual tournament that, honestly, and you look at this league, year in, year out, you got state tournament appearances year in, year out. It's what seems like for over two decades coming from this league, and it's no different when it comes down to this tournament, one of the best in the mid-season tournaments across the state of Kansas, and a couple of the best to do so in Donovan West and Hanover. Hanover in Class 1A Division 2, a perfect 10-0 record, 6-0 in league play. Their head coach, Chris Beekman, and the Lady Wildcats have been ranked number one most of this season by the Kansas KBCA, and they defeated Axtell earlier in this season. They beat Valley Heights in the quarterfinals of this tournament, 49-32, and Clifton Clyde in the semis on Thursday of last week, 49-32 as well. Well, the Donovan West Lady Mustangs, they're ranked number nine in Class 1A Division 1. Head coach Perry Smith, their only losses this season, as they're 8-2, 5-1 in TVL action, was to number 7, Frankfort, and Riverside in Class 2A is ranked number 5 in Class 2A. The Mustangs, they came in as a 3 seed in this year's TVL tournament. They defeated Centralia in the quarterfinal round, 50-41, and then Washington County on Friday in the semifinals, 54-24. We've got a pregame timeout coming to you right now. We'll have starters and opening tip-off live from Washington County as it's the TVL Championship Girls game coming up next. You're on 92.1 KMZA.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Get a great deal right now on Wix Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Through February 2nd, save up to 72% off of Wix filters. Many other ag-related products are on sale too, so stop in for all your ag parts and repairs. And don't miss the Wix filter sale on now through February 2nd at Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online at elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Washington County High School here in Washington, Kansas, the host site for the Twin Valley League midseason tournament. Captain Kirk Tillman taking care of us back at the Kansaland Studios. Jake Spaulding hanging out with you here in Washington. It's a great sight and a great atmosphere here, like it always is in the Twin Valley League, as the Donovan West Lady Mustangs take on the Hanover Lady Wildcats. Coach Chris Beichman for Hanover, Coach Perry Smith for Donovan West, and we're about to get underway here momentarily between these two teams that are not familiar with one another. They've seen each other many, many times over the past few seasons, in large part with the big-time tournament opportunities, whether it's postseason, league play in this tournament right here, or whether it's that they're in the same division. There's been times where these two teams have found ways to face off against each other in postseason time as well. And I'll tell you one thing is that both of these teams have chances in their respective divisions to make deep state tournament runs. Not a large part of that due to just how well they are coached at their respective schools. For Donovan West, they'll be the visitors going right to left to begin this game. Kyra Johnson, senior for Donovan West. Clara Cole, also a senior. Brenna Eady, a sophomore for Donovan West. Avery Weathersby down low, number 12, also a senior. And then Melania Westine, a junior for Donovan West. And then for Hanover, starting for them, we'll get those after the national anthem here on 92.1.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Your kitchen's design is something you have to live with every day, so it has to be something that will work for you, look good, and it must be affordable. Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations can help. The first step is finding out what you want, how you want it, and how fancy you want it to be based on cost. They can give you a computerized design and a price. Then you decide whether to move on or change the plan. Give them a call today so they can help you get your kitchen working for you. Hilltop Creations in Seneca.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
KMZA.
Back here in Washington County, we're getting ready to tip off the Girl TVL Championship, and we're underway. Hanover wins the opening tip-off, controlled by Anna Juneman, a 5'8" sophomore. Donovan West coming out, showing man-to-man defensive coverage as Hanover goes left to right across your radio dial. Entry pass down low to Massey Hawley, a 6-foot senior. Back out on the right wing to Tessa Losey. She's a 5'6" junior. Back down low, a shot up. No, a foul called here as Anna Juneman. Check that. Massey Hawley will go to this charity stripe to shoot a pair. Early foul called against Donovan West on Avery Weathersby will be her first. Hawley's first toss is true. So you heard Tessa Losey, Massey Hawley, Keegan Atkins also starting for the Hanover Wildcats, Anna Juneman, and Aaliyah Sin. Second toss is true as well for Hawley to get the Wildcats off to a 2-0 start here early on, 20 seconds in. And the Mustangs moving right to left across your dials. Throw it to the short corner to Kyra Johnson. Skip past top of the key. It's Edie. Sophomore goes down low. Now here's Avery Weathersby, and she travels with it. First turnover on the Mustangs as right off the gate you see Hanover pound the rock down low to their big 6-foot senior in Matthew Hawley and Donovan West. Their first possession results in a turnover. Here come the Wildcats across the timeline. Great defense right in front of me here on this near sideline. Tipped out of bounds off of Brenna Edie of Donovan West. Triggering it in will be Tessa Losey. Tries to get underneath the basket. Tipped out of bounds off of Hanover. It'll be a turnover on the Wildcats there first. And Donovan West will trigger in for their second offensive possession here of this ball game. Again, Jake Spaulding hanging out with you here in Washington. Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at the Candleland Studios. Here's a baseline drive by the Mustangs. Top of the key, kicks out here. Attack at the rim. Layup is missed by Weststein. Fight for it. The ball on the deck picked away here by Hanover and Keegan Atkins. Across the timeline, right lane line drive. Jump stops at the block. Shot off the rim, no. Gets a rebound off the glass. That one's true. And Keegan Atkins in the score column. It's 4-0. Hanover off to a start here with 6:50 to go in quarter number one. E. West setting up offense against this 3-2 zone by Hanover. Edie into the far right corner it goes. Weststein, a right wing three. No. Rebound, though, ripped down by Claire Cole. Back out to Weststein. Now top of the key. Edie, she'll try a three. That's in and out. Fight for the rebound. Bouncing around. Johnson had it for a second. Tapped out of bounds. Saved back in, though, to Donovan West, who jumps in the air. Doesn't put the ball on the deck. And a travel as Edie could not maintain her balance, takes an extra step, and the Mustangs have their second turnover of the early going. But right now you're seeing the D-West Mustangs finding a little bit of aggressiveness on the offensive glass. Hanover, though, with the lead 4-0, the Wildcats in possession. Backdoor find as Tessa Losey tries to go baseline, but cut off nicely there by Edie. Man-to-man defense again here by the Mustangs. They look to try and keep Hanover. No, it's really tight defense here by the Mustangs. Right lane line drive here by Juneman. Tapped away, but collected by Keegan Atkins at the top of the key. 6 minutes to go here, first quarter. Shot up, missed by Hanover's Juneman, but she gets her own rebound. Now at the left wing, three. No, off the mark by Hawley. And rebound comes near side to Claire Cole. Here come the Mustangs in transition. They slow it down. Weststein at the top of the key. Kicks it out now. Ball rotation to Kyra Johnson. Top of the key, three is good. And Johnson, her first basket against the Mustangs on the board. It's 4-3 Hanover, 5:29 to go here in quarter one. Now Losey drives in, kicks it right wing. A deep three by Atkins, tries to answer. No, rebound Hawley. Her putback, still no, but an offensive rebound by Aaliyah Sin for Hanover, and she'll go to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. Hope you were not wanting a calm, slow ball game, because that's not what you're going to have in this TVL championship. Foul was called on D. West, Malena Weststein, her first, team's second. At the line will be Aaliyah Sin, and she sinks the first one. First substitution of the ball game for D. West, as Katie Johnson, a sophomore, will check in to replace Malena Weststein. Second toss here from Sin is good as well. So 4-for-4 from the free throw line are the Hanover Wildcats to begin this game. Sin will get a break as Caitlin Cliff, a 5'11 junior, will check back. We'll check in for the first time for the Wildcats. 6-3 Hanover, 5:11 to go in the opening frame. The West offensive attack down on the baseline. Weathersby finds some room, finds the bottom of the net, and it's 6-5. Weatherby's first bucket of the game. Man-to-man defense still intact here for D. West on the left wing. It's Keegan Atkins for Hanover. Dribble handoff. Losey, she'll fire left wing three. That's in and out. Great offensive rebound by Holly. She hands it off left wing to Judiman. Her shot, no. Rebound ripped down here by Kaya Johnson. Kyra Johnson now across the timeline in the lane. Dishes it off underneath the basket. No, as Avery Weathersby. She met Caitlin Cliff, a 5'11 junior. And Cliff, great man-to-man defense there. 4.5 to go in the opening frame. Hanover 6, D. West 5. Down low to Cliff. Her turnaround, Jay. No. Rebound backside by Kyra Johnson. Skips it ahead. Knocked out of bounds by Juniman. It'll stay with D. West underneath her own basket. 4:16 to go here in quarter number one. Melina Wetstein will check back in for D. West. She replaces Claire Cole. D. West roster, just 3 seniors on it, contrary to Hanover, who's got 5 on their roster here for this season and here in this TVL tournament. Another turnover here on D. West on the entry as Brianna Eady tried to find it inside, and then Hanover sends it right back on a turnover, trying to get out in transition and too strong of a pass as Holly was trying to get it up to Juniman. So 3 turnovers for D. West, 2 on Hanover. Your score is 6-5. Hanover with 4 free throws here in this opening quarter. They lead D. West by 1. D. West, entry pass as Wetstein tried to find Weathersby, but it's intercepted. Taken away here by Anna Juniman. 4 turnover on D. West. Hanover will slow things down at the top of the key. It's Tessa Losey. Dribble handoff with Anna Juniman. She's between the circles. Now left wing it goes to Keegan Atkins. High post flash by Holly. Nice right lane line drive. Basket is good by Massey Holly. She's got 4, and it's a 3-point Wildcat lead here. 3:25 to go in quarter one. Brianna Eady sets up offense for the Mustangs. Goes left short corner as it comes to Katie Johnson. Now another skip pass into the right corner to Wetstein. Down low to Weathersby. She puts a shot up and she's fouled as Avery will go to the line to shoot 2. Foul is called on Keegan Atkins for Hanover. The first on her, the first team foul. Weatherby first trip to the line, first one is good. Weathersby with 3 to match Kyra Johnson for the Mustangs 6. Cadence Shotty checks into the ball game for the first time for Hanover, replacing Tessa Losey. Second shot by Wetstein. That's good. Check that Weathersby. Avery's got 4. It's 8-7. Now full court pressure by the Mustangs to get a turnover. Left lane line drive, Clara Cole. She kicked it back out. Here's Weathersby. Baseline drive. That's Katie Johnson. Her shot, no. Ripped down here by Keegan Atkins for Hanover. An opportunity there for the Mustangs to no avail. Here come the Wildcats across the timeline. Left wing 3 on the way by Juniman is good. Transition offense there for the Hanover Wildcats off a turnover. Their lead now 11-7 as they settle back in on the zone. It's a 3-2 zone here for Hanover. Right wing it goes. Clara Cole for D. West. Now top of the key to Kyra Johnson. Short corner. Here's Katie Johnson from 15. Off the back heel, no. Rebound. Kyra Johnson shot. No, but she's fouled and will go to the line for 2. Kyra Johnson's got a 3-pointer in this contest, trying to make some free throws here to claw the Mustangs back a little bit closer. They trail 11-7. Hanover led the entirety of this game thus far. Johnson's free throw is good. Checking back in for Donovan West, Brianna Eady, replacing Avery Weathersby. Kyra Johnson at the line. Second charity toss is true. So she has 4. Another replacement here, this time for Hanover. Tessa Losey checks in as she replaces Anna Juniman, who just hit a big 3, the sophomore, big minutes early on for Chris Beichmann for Hanover. Full court pressure put on here by the Mustangs. Still in the backcourt are his Hanover. They skip it across the timeline now and break pressure. Trap comes, but good offensive set here by Hanover. A right wing three on the way by Shoddy. It's good! Off the bench, Cadence Shoddy. It's a three, and it's 14-9 Hanover here. 2 minutes even to go in quarter number one. Kyra Johnson and the Mustangs setting up offense against the 3-2 zone for Hanover. Skipping into the near corner, it's Katie Johnson. Her entry pass to Kyra Johnson, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with D. West as Coach Perry Smith pleading with Avery Weathersby, who's sitting with him on the bench. He sends her back in for Katie Johnson. 1:56 to go, quarter number one, 14-9. Hanover led the entirety of this start of this game. Here's Wettstein. That shot short from the free throw line. Rebound here for Hanover. It's Losey. Tessa needs some help. Finds some with Aaliyah Sin in the backcourt. Great defense here by Brianna Eady. Close to a 10-second count. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Hanover in the backcourt. Brianna Eady. Phenomenal defense in the backcourt for the Mustangs. Hanover does break the timeline with triggering it in to Aaliyah Sin. Now on the right wing it comes. Here's Shoddy. She just hit a big three off the bench for Hanover. Picks up her dribble. Now high post action to Sin. Tries to wrap around pass, and it's a kick ball. It'll stay here with Hanover. Again, Hanover the Wildcats moving left to right. Been ranked number one most of this season. A perfect 10-0 record here to start this campaign for Coach Chris Beichmann. Matthew Holly will go out as Judeman checks back in for Hanover. Losey to trigger. In the middle of the lane, it's Clip. Now right wing, it comes here to Losey. We'll dribble it out. Dribble handoff action with Shoddy. She's guarded tightly again. Man-to-man defense here and ripped away a jump ball. Kyra Johnson with that tough defense that you know Dad probably taught her. Turnover number four here on Hanover to tie it up on a turnover margin, but the game is still 14-9. Hanover with the advantage, 1:10 to go here in quarter one. Kyra Johnson over to Brianna Eady on the right wing. Skip pass on the baseline. Nice find. Unable to get a shot off, though, was Johnson. Now on the right wing it goes. Melena Wettstein, her three, no. Ripped down, rebound. Kyra Johnson put back, no. Rebound fought for. A traveling violation on the rebound by Hanover as Aaliyah Sin went to the sky but came back down without dribbling it. Turnover here on Hanover, be number five on them. D. West will retain possession, and Eady has it between the rings. Gets a screen, top of the key, nearly travels with it. Finds near side, Clara Cole, in the lane, off the window, no. Fight for the rebound, and coming away with it, Anna Juneman for the Wildcats. Hanover looking to push. Picks up her dribble in the front court. Now a right wing shot, three on the way by Shoddy is no good. Rebound by Eady, who crosses the timeline, looking to push. Right lane line, scoop shot is good. Brianna Eady, her first basket of the game. We got 20 seconds going in the opening quarter. It's 14-11 Hanover. Losey in the backcourt. Gets it off to Juneman on the left wing. She breaks the timeline. Now looks to go baseline. 10 seconds. And an offensive foul will be called. A moving screen called here on Caitlin Clip. See her first. Team second. 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It's 14-11 Hanover. Here come the Mustangs across the timeline. 6 seconds. Eady straight away. Now Johnson, high post action. It's Weathersby out to the corner. Wettstein fires a three of the buzzer. It's in and out. In and out. And we've reached the end of quarter number one. It's 14-11 Hanover. TVL Girls Championship action on your local sports authority. 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Boy, it's the girls having some fun here in the TVL Girls Championship action here tonight on a Monday. Special big Monday here on 92.1 KMZA. Hanover leading Donovan West after one quarter, 14-11. Hanover's led the entirety of this game thus far, jumping out early and making some great free throws early on. Hanover 4-for-4 in the first quarter on free throws, a couple threes to aid to their 14-11 lead to get the ball to start the second frame. And we're underway, moving left to right across your dial. Kirk Tillman back in the Kansland Studios. I'm Jake Spaulding, hanging out here in Washington County, here for this TVL Championship night. Three on the way by Juneman. No, but a rebound put back up and through as Caitlin Clip off the bench for Hanover. We'll get you the current reset the floor here after this D-West possession. 7:30 to go here in this first half, now 16-11. Here's a Kyra Johnson, left wing three. That's off the rim, no. Rebound ripped down, though, by Weathersby. She kicked it out to Westside. Melena, in the lane, her shot, no. Rebound kept alive by the Mustangs. Edie, she'll fire straight away. That's no good. And Clip will rebound for Hanover to keep it alive for the Wildcats. It's Losey, Shoddy, Massey Holly, Clip, and Juneman. And speaking of Massey Holly, great entry down low, and Holly puts it through. She's now got six, and it's 18-11 Wildcats, 7 minutes to go in the first half. For T. West, it's Kyra Johnson, as well as Brianna Edie, Melena Wetstein, Claire Cole, and Avery Weathersby, the starting five for the Mustangs. Foul called here on the floor as Cadence Shoddy picks up her first, team's third. For Hanover. Donovan West with the basketball. At the high post, it's Weathersby. Dribbles through the lane. Scoop shot up and good. And she's fouled. She'll get a free throw. Avery Weathersby, one of just three seniors on this D-West roster, already with 4 points on the night. Now she's got six, looking to make it seven. Second personal on Clip for Hanover. And she does. So Weathersby leading the scoring for Donovan West as she's got seven. It's 18-14 Hanover. Full court pressure here by D. West. Broken with ease by the Wildcats. Juneman has got it on the left wing. Now high post it goes Keegan Atkins. She'll kick it out to Losey. Straight away three is good. That's a Losey. Her first bucket of the game. And just like that, we're trading 3 points. Play after three-point play. Backed up to a seven-point advantage here for the Wildcats. Donovan West in the front court with the basketball. Ball deflected and kept alive, though, by Weathersby. Skipped past near side, but miscommunication between her and Claire Cole. It'll be turnover number five here on D. West. We got a timeout on the floor. 6:04 to go in the opening half. 21-14. Hanover leading D. West in the Girls TVL Championship game. We're back in 30 seconds. On 92.1 KMZA.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
KMZA.
6:04 to go in the opening half here in Washington County High School as the TVL Girls Championship game here with 6:04 in the opening half. 21-14 Hanover leading T West. Out of the Donovan West timeout. Hanover with the basketball. Quickly breaking pressure and an easy lay-in by Caitlin Clip. She's got four, and Coach Perry Smith not happy with his girls after a timeout. And Hanover just goes the length of the floor in no time. Here's a deflection, a turnover, and a foul on Donovan West. Brianna Edie picks up her first personal, but another turnover. That's now six turnovers on Donovan West. First personal on Edie, 15th foul. 9-point advantage here for the Wildcats, their largest of this game. Full court pressure broken easily again by Hanover. They come to the right corner with Judiman. She dribbles into the lane. Skip pass. Nice entry down low. Matthew Holly with the left hand. Holly, she's got 8 to lead all scorers here tonight. And just like that, it's 25-14. Right corner three on the way by Claire Cole. Too strong. Rebound by Judiman for the Wildcats. Hanover currently right now on a 7-0 run, and they turn it over, trying to push the issue. Their sixth turnover of this game. Coach Perry Smith will substitute back in Melena Wettstein. She'll replace Katie Johnson for D West. 5:08 to go in the opening half. This 11-point advantage, the largest of the game for Hanover. Mustangs have it in the front court. Here's Wettstein. Her pass intercepted by Juniman. Turnover number 7 on Donovan West, and the Wildcats look to push. Low seat. The left wing it goes. Nice entry down low to Holly. She's fouled and will go to the line to shoot a pair as Avery Weathersby just picked up her second personal foul. So back to the free throw line is Matthew Holly, where she's 2 out of 2 on the night. First toss, in and out. Coach Beichman will bring back in Elena Stinn to replace Clip. Kaylin Clip, a junior, 4 points off the bench for Hanover. Big minutes for the Wildcat. Junior's second free throw. That one's missed as well. The D West looking to push. It's Edie across the timeline into the lane. Nice find of the basket. Layup is missed, though, by Claire Cole. Hanover now off the defensive rebound. Atkins between the rings. Short corner it comes. Right wing three, up and through. Tessa Losey, her second triple of the game. And this lead is now ballooned to 30-14. 4:20 to go here in the opening half. Cole, she'll try to answer with a three. No, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with D. West. This is a 12-0 run right now by Hanover, and it's a timeout? Yes. Donovan West, a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. Actually changed that 28-14. I thought that they doubled up the score on that last basket. 28-14, 4:17 to go in the opening half. We'll be back in 30 seconds here to Washington, Kansas, after this.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also at Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout by Coach Perry Smith, D. West with the basketball, down by 14. A three-pointer on the way by Edie's, an air ball, and it'll go to Hanover. 4:13 to go here in the first half. Just a short while ago, it was 18-14 for a three-point play by D. West. Get them back within four, and then a 10-0 run here by the Hanover Wildcats. Entry pass for Hanover down low, Caitlin Clipp. Blocking foul called on Melena Wettstein for Donovan West. That's her second, so foul trouble starting to become an issue here for the Mustangs. Wettstein with two. Weathersby each now with two. Wildcats will trigger it in underneath their own basket. They find Sin. Top of the key, she hands it off to Judiman with the left-handed dribble to the left wing. Now Tessa Losey between the circles. Find Tegan Atkins on the right wing. High post action to Holly. Now Juniman in the short corner to Atkins. She'll fire a three. That's in and out. Rebound, though, by Massey Holly. Her pass over to Clip. Her putback, no. Tapped out of bounds. It'll stay with Hanover. Katie Johnson will check back in for Donovan West. She'd like to think she's coming in for either Wettstein or Weathersby. It'll be Melena Wettstein. Two personal fouls on both Weathersby and Wettstein. 3:40 to go in the opening half. 14-point advantage here for Hanover. Entry pass goes into Holly, her shot missed. In transition, here come the Mustangs, needing any kind of a basket. Here down by 14 in a big scoring drought. Currently a 10-0 run by Hanover. 3:25 now to go in the opening half. Here's pass to Kyra Johnson, tapped away by Juneman. Turnover now, number 9 on Donovan West. And a timeout here by Coach Beichman and Hanover. 3:15 to go in the opening half. It's 28-14 Hanover. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back to the TBL Girls Championship action on your local sports authority, 92.1 KMZA.
Get a great deal right now on Wix Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Through February 2nd, save up to 72% off of Wix filters. Many other ag-related products are on sale too, so stop in for all your ag parts and repairs. And don't miss the Wix filter sale on now through February 2nd at Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online at elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the Coach Beichman timeout, Hanover with the basketball up by 14. There's a three on the way out of the timeout by Tessa Losey, her third three of the game. And this lead now is at its largest of the contest. 31-14, 2:48 to go in the opening half. Mustangs with the basketball facing a 3-2 zone. Edie Brenna, a three to answer, and that takes the lid off for the Mustangs. Her first triple of the game, and it's 31-17 with 2.5 to go here in this opening half. Losey with the right-handed dribble, cut off there by Johnson. Now an entry pass to Sin, who took fire from 15 and hit. Sin's got four. That's her first field goal of the game. It's 33-17. Hanover leading Donovan West, 2:15 to go in the opening half. Brenna Edie, nice entry pass down low. Kyra Johnson, her turnaround, Jay, no. Rebound to Sin for Hanover. They look to push the ball up the floor, and they do. Juneman on the left wing, picks up her dribble, finds Atkins. She skips the top of the key. Can't leave Losey alone. You heard the crowd reaction. That's her 4-3 of the game, and it's 36-17. 1:51 to go in this opening half. Timeout, Donovan West. It's a break. It's a full timeout. And we're back in 1 minute to Washington County after this brief break here on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank. Making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMZA.
Out of the Coach Perry Smith timeout, Donovan West driving to the basket. Kyra Johnson is fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot a pair. 1:42 to go in the opening half, 36-17 Hanover with the lead. And Johnson at the stripe. Her first toss is in and out. Johnson with 5 points on the night. She was perfect from the line prior to that toss there. She has one more upcoming. Jake Spaulding hanging out with you here in Washington County. The TVL Girls Championship game. The boys game will follow. That'll be between Axtell and Blue Valley a little bit later on here tonight. Johnson's second toss. That one's good. Johnson now with six in the game. It's 36-18 as the Wildcats have doubled up the Mustangs. 1:40 to go in the opening half. Atkins breaks pressure easily. Now Sin on the right wing. Losey on the right wing will dribble it back out to the top of the key. Now Holly at the free throw line is caught. Finds Atkins on the right wing. Atkins will dribble into the lane. Goes left lane line. Scoop shot, no. Rebound to Johnson for the Mustangs. 1:18 to go here in the opening half. Nearly a travel by Johnson. Keeps her feet down, though. Dishes it off. Here's Claire Cole. Back out to Melena Weststein, who just checked back in for Donovan West. She has two fouls for the Mustangs. Approaching the one-minute mark here of this opening half. Cole drives baseline. Into the lane. Kicks it out. Melena Weststein. A left wing three. They need it. They get it. Weststein's first basket of the game. Brings the Mustangs within 15. It's 50 seconds to go here in the opening half. 36-21 Hanover. Now Atkins. So just hand it off to Holly at the free throw line, who was right next to her. She misses from the right elbow. Now here come the Mustangs up the floor. Weathersby, layup is good. What a dish that time. Weststein, a 60-foot pass. The game's back within 13, 30 seconds to go. Looks like the Wildcats will take air out of the basketball. As Coach Bikeman holds up one finger saying, we want one. They throw it underneath the basket, though, nearly stolen. Juniman comes away with it. Now Holly on the left lane line. 12 seconds to go. Losey will fire a straightaway three. That's off the back rim. No. Rebound tapped around, and a foul will be called here on Hanover as Matthew Holly will pick up her first personal with 7 seconds to go here, and it'll be a one-and-one situation now for Donovan West. The Mustangs currently on a 5-0 run, trying to extend it with just 7 seconds remaining here in the opening half. To the line will be Kyra Johnson for the Mustangs. 3 out of 4 on the night. Front end of the charity toss is good. She earns the bonus. Katie Johnson will check in. She'll replace Avery Weathersby. Great call here by Coach Perry Smith. Weathersby has 2 personal fouls. Don't want to pick up a third in the final 7 seconds of the opening half. 36-24 Hanovers, led by as many 19. Second toss by Johnson is true. Johnson now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. 5 seconds to go. Here's Hanover. Losey with 2 seconds. Back near side. Will they get a shot off? It's blocked at the buzzer. No, a foul will be called. A foul is called here on Donovan West as Cadence Shoddy was trying to put the shot up before the buzzer, and the officials will gather to see, and they're going to say no, it was after the buzzer. They say time had expired prior to the whistle. And so a break here for Donovan West. Donovan West ends the first half on a 10-2 run to cut that 19-point deficit down to 11. It's 36-25 at halftime, and we'll be back with first half statistics and a look ahead at the second half. This girls' game, don't go anywhere. It's 36-25, Hanover leading Donovan West here on the TVO Girls' Championship Night. Live from Washington County on your local sports authority. 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy 4 at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie
Mary Strom, or your local SDS insurance office to see how we can help.
Let Hilltop Creations help you customize your kitchen or bathroom. Just provide a few details about what you want, and you'll be amazed at what you see in the colored pictures of your kitchen or bath. Choose from rustic woods, several accent glazings, and stained colors. Many styles of trash pullouts, mixer lift, china cabinets, glass doors with three different styles of mullions, and many types of glass. For a free estimate, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142. They can help you design your dream kitchen or bath.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome into the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show, presented by Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, west of Holton. Jake Spaulding hanging out with you. Washington County, the site for this Twin Valley League tournament that I said it at the top of the broadcast, that is just one of the best, if not the best, mid-season tournament across the state of Kansas, because year in, year out, you've got championships that are phenomenal, and these teams that play in these championships, they like to play for championships in March as well. A lot of teams in the TBL over the past two-plus decades have consistently made it to state tournaments. This is that midpoint of the season where you really get that gut check. Where are we at? Where do we need to be? And both these girls' teams making good pushes towards the postseason. Captain Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at the studios. Again, I'm Jake. It's 36-25. Hanover leading Jonathan West at the break. And it was all Hanover. From the start of this game, really, thus far, Hanover jumps out early to a 4-0 advantage, and then kind of back and forth we went for a while. Score was 18-14 before a 10-0 run by Hanover expanded the lead, by the time their largest lead of the game. That lead grew all the way to 19 before a 10-2 run to end that first half by Donovan West to get them back within 11. But a first half where, if you had told me prior to that you were going to see a total of 9 threes made in the first half of a girls varsity mid-season tournament championship game, I might have said there's no way. It's a high scoring game thus far. We'll go over first half statistics right now. The home team and the team leading right now are the Hanover Wildcats, coached by Chris Beichman. They're led in scoring in the first half by Tessa Losey. Talk about those 3-pointers a little bit, folks. She's got 4. Of the 6 for Hanover, 4 three-pointers, she only missed 2 out of her 6 attempts in that first half to lead all scorers here in half number 1. Massey Hawley got off to a great start as well. She finishes the first half with 8, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. 4 points each for Caitlin Klipp and Aaliyah Sin. Off the bench is Klipp for Hanover. And then a 3-pointer for Caden Shotty off the bench, a 3-pointer for Anna Juniman, and Keegan Atkins with 2 in that first half. 4 out of 6 from the line in the first half were the Hanover Wildcats, and 6 three-pointers made in the first half as well. Again, leading scorer Tessa Losey for the Lady Wildcats. We're Donovan West leading the way for them. Pretty even balanced first half between each Kyra Johnson and Avery Weathersby. Kind of what you expect when you see the Donovan West Lady Mustangs come into onto the floor. In the first half, Avery Weathersby with 9 points, leading the way for D. West. 8 points for Kyra Johnson. And then Brianna Eady with 5. Melena Westheim just 3 points in that first half for D. West. As the Mustangs, they went 8-for-9 from the free throw line. 5 out of 6 for Kyra Johnson. 3 out of 3 for Avery Weathersby. 3 three-pointers in that first half. But again, you're going up against a team that's made 3 other ones. I'm going to say this right now. You got 3 more three-pointers made. That's 9 points. Deficit right now is 11. Shooting, will it continue for Hanover in a half number 2? We'll have to see. With Donovan West find a way to do what they did great in the final two-minute stretch of the first half. The big reason why D-West was able to go on that 10-2 run, they didn't turn the basketball over. 10 turnovers in the first half for Donovan West, but all but one of those came in the early part of that second quarter for Donovan West. They just went on this spell where Hanover just took the ball nonstop away from them. So 10 turnovers in the first half for Hanover, or for D-West, excuse me, 6 in the first half for the Hanover Lady Wildcats. Your halftime score one more time, 36-25. Donovan West trailing the Hanover Wildcats. The Lady Wildcats are number one in the state for a reason. They're 10-0 overall, 6-0 in TVL action. The D-West Lady Mustangs and Coach Perry Smith, 8-2, 5-1 in conference play. Each of these teams kind of coasted to this championship game. Second half action. We'll crown a champion coming up in just a few moments. It's 36-25 Hanover leading D-West. Back after this on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
Second half action now underway. Donovan West with the basketball. Jake Spaulding alongside Captain Kirk coming back in the studios. We're underway here in half number two. And quickly a turnover on D. West and a run out opportunity. Keegan Atkins lays it up and through and is fouled. She'll go to the line for the first time tonight. Talked about halftime turnovers for D-West and how they did a great job down the stretch, not turning it over. First possession, first pass in the second half, taken away. And a turnover going the other way for Hanover. Keegan Atkins makes the free throw. She's got 5. And it's 39-25 here to start this second half. D-West with the basketball. On the left wing, it's Kyra Johnson. Now Edie Brennan. Back over to Johnson. Drives left lane line. Nice flash that time by Weathersby. Head fake at the free throw line. Scoop shot, no, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. That's where you see Avery Weathersby really take over a basketball game, is when she's able to attack the rim, and that time a great head fake. Picks up the second personal on Massey Hawley for Hanover. Weathersby's first, no good. I wanted to say she's been perfect from the line tonight, but I didn't say it out loud, but maybe because I was thinking it. Put that jinx that everybody loves from a broadcaster. Second toss from Weathersby is good. She's got 10 in the game. It's 39-26. 30 seconds gone by here in quarter number three. D. West staying in man-to-man, but they back off pressure to start the second half. They were running pretty much full-court pressure the majority of the first half, but Coach Perry Smith with a changeup on the defensive side here for the Mustangs. Into the short corner it comes, as now Hanover moving right to left across your radio dial. Here's Atkins, baseline drive, shot missed, rebound ripped away by Westine. Mustangs have numbers, Westine, nice dish to Claire Cole, puts up a shot, but she's fouled. Losey will pick up her first, and Claire Cole will go to the stripe to shoot a pair. First trip to the line tonight for Claire Cole, trying to get in the score column for the first time as well. Cole's first toss off the back heel, no. So the first half, Mustangs were 8 out of 9 on the charity stripe. Start the second half, just 1 out of 3 thus far. Second toss here from Cole. She eyes it, she tries it, and she buys it. She gets her first point of the night, 39-27. 12-point advantage here for the Wildcats. Hanover breaks pressure, and Atkins, very athletic play to get that ball over to Juneman to keep it alive. Now Losey back to Juneman on the left wing. Juneman, the south ball, struggling with that right-handed dribble, hands it off to Keegan Atkins, and she'll reset offense between the circles. 6:40 to go in quarter number three. Into the right corner it goes. The clip, her pass, trying to get to Atkins, and it's a jump ball, ball on the deck. It was tapped away. Nice defense there by Kyra Johnson. Possession will stay with Hanover. 6:34 remaining here in quarter number three. 12-point lead here for the Wildcats. As Sid will trigger it in. Nice wide open cutting layup. Missed that time by Atkins. Fights for a rebound and a foul will be called on Kyra Johnson, who was going for the rebound as well. But, man, Atkins missed the wide open bunny. We're called on the floor. It'll be the first personal on Johnson. Atkins to trigger, finds Juneman, goes right down the middle of the lane. Bank shot is good. And a Juneman with 5 now in the game for the sophomore. Quickly up the floor come the Mustangs. Into the corner, a 3 on the way by Westside. It's good. Second triple of the game by Milena Westside, and it's a 41-30 game. 6 minutes to go in this third frame. Here's Juneman. Head fakes on a three. Drives baseline. Pops from 15. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Ripped away by Weathersby, and she's fouled as she tries to go out in transition as Tessa Losey attempted to pick up the charge. That'll be Losey's second. Just under 6 minutes to go. Just under 6 minutes to go in this third frame as Weathersby just hit that big three. She'll get a quick breather here as Katie Johnson checks in for D. West, who's moving left to right. Now, Brenna Edie to the right corner. It comes Katie Johnson. One dribble back to Edie between the rings. High post action this time. It's Weathersby. Out to Kyra Johnson. Back to Weathersby in the lane. Crosses over. Big shot is good. Avery Weathersby is so dangerous in between the lane line. And here's a deflection and a steal by Edie. Brenna, left lane line. Layup. It's good. This game can flip on a head, and Coach Fifen knows that he calls timeout. 41-34. This game was just 15 points a moment ago. Now down to 7. 5:26 to go in the third frame. We'll keep this one here. 41-34 as Hanover still maintains their lead of 5. But right now, this Donovan West team is rejuvenated. Coach Perry Smith, if you've never seen him coach, if you've never been around Mr. Smith, I started broadcasting his games when he was at a different school at Wetmore. I don't know if I've met a more passionate man on a basketball floor when he's coaching up his girls. And that was a passionate timeout right there in his huddle. Coach Bikeman, on the other hand, was just pleading with his girls to calm down, settle in. 7-point still lead here for the Wildcats, but the Mustangs bring it to full court pressure again. A trap comes in backcourt. Deflection. Weathersby's got it. An easy right hand layup is good. 15-point lead ripped down to 5. A 10-0 run here for Donovan West. Driving in, Massey, her shot missed. Tips around, thrown up again. No, Clips got it. She's fouled. And she'll go to the line. Check that at the Leah Sin. But who's this foul on? That's important, because if it's Wentzstein or Weathersby at their third, the Mustangs, it's actually going to go on Katie Johnson, just her first. So Leah Sin will go to the line to shoot a pair. She's 2 out of 2 from the line here tonight. First toss here is no good off the back heel. Remember when I said in the second quarter and then again at halftime, the TVL is just an amazing basketball league? Just a 19-point game in the second quarter. Down to 5. 5 minutes to go in the third frame. Second toss is true for Sin. She makes the second. She'll get a break as Caitlin Clip comes in off the bench for Hanover, the 5'11 junior. And a little bit of a two-foul swapping out here as Coach Perry Smith doesn't go terribly deep off of his bench. As Weathersby gets a break, Wentzstein checks back in. A little bit smaller lineup here for Donovan West. And a big lineup out there for Hanover. Edie loses her dribble on the right wing now to Johnson. Katie Johnson now. Wentzstein quickly around the horn. This time a left wing three by Claire Cole. No good. Ripped down here on the rebound by Atkins. Hanover gets a stop defensively, something that we haven't said much in the second half. 42-36, Hanover moving right to left with the basketball in their home white uniform. Tessalosi, she'll stop, fire for 3. No, rebound Massey Hawley. Her put back, no, but she's fouled. Massey Hawley, 6 foot, I think might be a little underselling it, towering over these Donovan West Mustangs. Rips down the rebound, foul on Brenna Eady, her second. Holly to the line, gets the front to drop. Holly now is 3 out of 5 on the night. Weathersby back in. Katie Johnson takes a break for the Mustangs. 7-point lead here for Hanover. Second toss is short. Rebound ripped down here by Wentzstein. Here comes the Mustangs, and Wentzstein throws it away. First turnover here in the second half by Donovan West. And an outside layup is good. Left lane line by Juniman. And Juniman's now got 7. This game balloon now back up to 9. Here's Edie. Floater in the lane. That's good. Brenna Edie starting to heat up here in the second half. She's got 9 in the ballgame. And over in the backcourt right now is Tyra Johnson defending her as Atkins and the Hanover faithful pleading for a defensive foul there. No whistle blown. It's 45-38, 3:45 to go on this third frame. Here's Juniman on the left wing. Loses her dribble momentarily, but gets it back. Skip pass. Atkins, straight away 3, no. Head fake. Now drives to the lane. Collects. Floater, no. Rebound ripped down, though, by Clipper. Put back is no good. Caitlin Clip nearly got that to drop. She'll go to the line for 2. I hope you folks at home can hear the crowd around me. I'm on the opposite side of them. Clip's first free throw of the night is good. I mean, I'm probably, I don't know, 150 feet away from the crowd, and man, this gym gets rocking. Gotta love it. Atkins will go out. Second free throw, no good, but it doesn't matter because lane violation called on Avery Weathersby for Donovan West, and so Clip will get another free throw attempt here. Second one by Clip. That one's no good. Rebound ripped down by Kyra Johnson for the Mustangs, looking to push. Down by 8 are the Mustangs. 3.5 to go. Here's Edie, a left wing three. That's in and out. Boy, she'd have hit that. I bet this Mustang crowd would have erupted because Brenna Edie just finding her own right now. This is that three. Here come the Wildcats, though. A near jump ball. Weststein, Weathersby, Edie, Claire Cole, and Kyra Johnson for the Mustang. Losey, Juniman, Massey, Shoddy in the game here for the Wildcats, and a shot up by Shoddy. No good. Fight for the rebound. I believe we're going to get Hanover. The Wildcats, yeah, Anna Juniman is going to pick up the personal. That's going to quickly be the 15th foul. We got five team fouls on each team, and there's still 3:01 to go in this third quarter. Clock moving now under 3 minutes in the third frame. 46-38 was an 11-point halftime lead for Hanover. And Donovan West turns it over. Second turnover here in the second half for the Mustangs. And the Wildcats look to push quickly here. Atkins across the timeline between the rings, guarded by Kyra Johnson. Still man-to-man here for the Mustangs. Just switching on all screens here early on as well. Jessa Losey now has got it. Gets the top of the key to Clip, and she throws it away. Yes, on the end line, is trying to save it in. Good hustle that time by Shoddy. Couldn't keep it alive. Turnover number two in the second half by Hanover. They've got 9 in the game now. 2:25, score remains the same. It's 46-38, Hanover. And Brenna Edie just pulls up her three. Now, Coach Perry Smith claps his hands, says, all right, now get back and play some defense. 2 minutes to go here in quarter three. And Losey, it looks like Kyra Johnson got called for the reach-in that time, and Kyra Johnson is going to pick up her second. Check out the third on Kyra, and that's going to be the sixth team foul as well on Donovan West. But Johnson's going to have to come out with those three fouls. 2:09 to go here in his third frame. 46-38. Hanover with the lead. Here's Clip of the high post. Juniman, right corner three. That's off the mark. Rebound tapped around and coming away with Katie Johnson. Up to Weathersby. Avery, cross-court pass. Great find to Claire Cole, who lays it in. She's got three. It's 46-40. Claire Cole skips it over, or excuse me, comes out and defends Juniman. Now Atkins on the drive. Loses the handle. It's picked up by Juniman on the left wing. Guarded by Cole. Now high post action. It's Atkins. Tries to find baseline cutter. Shoddy. She does. Shoddy throws up a wild shot. A jump ball will be called. It'll be a turnover, number three on Hanover, as the arrow is in possession with D. West. The guys game puts up any kind of comparison to this game. It's going to be a fun night here on Big Monday on 92.1 KMZA. Again, that'll be Axtell against Blue Valley a little bit later on tonight. 46-40, D. West with the basketball down by six. Claire Cole on the right wing, head fakes on a three. Finds Brenna Edie now, left wing it goes. Here's Weathersby at the high post. Scoop shot in the lane is good. Wow, she got to the rack so quickly. Did Avery Weathersby. She's got seven in the second half. The 19-1-point lead by Hanover is down to four. Juniman. Dribbling between the ring, now goes left baseline, gets by Cole, bank shot is good. Great aggressive take by Juniman, and then stepping over the end line was Avery Weathersby. Third turnover on D. West. Get big credit there, Tessa Losey for Hanover, as Weathersby just grabbed the ball and was going to just step and throw it in. But Losey was there in the path, made Weathersby not throw it, and she stepped over the baseline. 48-42, nearing a 5-second count, but triggering it into Atkins, top of the key. Now Losey in the left corner, back to Atkins between the rings. Looking for a post flash, and she finds one in Alyssa Sin. Back down to Atkins on the right block. Turnaround Jay. That one does not skip over the rim. Rebound, though, brought down by Atkins. Now Atkins, cross-court pass to Sin. Head fakes on the jumper. Skips the near side again to that one, nearly out of the bounds, but great job that time by Atkins to keep it alive. She looks at Juniman, says, I need some help. Get some help from Juniman. Anna back over to Atkins. Keegan now to the right wing. It goes to Losey. 13 seconds remaining in the quarter. Entry pass, clip down low, found by Wettstein. Caitlin Clip will go back to the charity stripe to shoot two, and Wettstein just picked up her third. 10 seconds remaining here, quarter number three. So now Johnson, that's Kyra, and Elena Wettstein, each with three personals for Donovan West. Caitlin Clip's first free throw is no good. Coach Perry Smith asks Brenna Eady to come over to him as Coach Beichman does the same with Keegan Atkins. 10 seconds remain, 48-42. One more toss coming here from Clip. Caitlin bends the knees, flicks the wrist, and hits bottom. Clip now is 6 points in the game. Then we'll go out. Shotty back in for Hanover. 10 seconds remaining. Full court pressure here by Hanover. Eady to Kyra Johnson. Middle of the court, it comes to Weathersby. She looks to drive in the lane. Runner, shot, miss. Rebound ripped down, and a foul will be called on Kyra Johnson. That's her fourth. With 1.9 seconds left in the third quarter, and that's also the 18th foul. 1-1 going the other way with 1.9 to go, and maybe none more important than Kyra Johnson picking up her fourth, and Coach Perry Smith not happy. Caitlin Clip waits at the free throw line as the officials will allow Johnson to go out. Katie Johnson will check in. It might be some time before Kyra comes back in the game, but Kyra Johnson has not scored in the second half, but she had 8 points pivotal in the first half. Clip, just 2 out of 4 from the line. It's a 1-1. First toss is good. Caitlin earns the bonus. Now with 7 points in the game. Again, 1.9 remaining. 8-point Wildcat lead here. Second free throw is good as well. Substitution coming into the game will be Elena Sin for Caitlin Clip. Full court pressure here by Hanover, just 1.9 seconds remaining. Weathersby to trigger, gets it into Edie, nearly lost it, and will be the end of quarter number three. An eventful third quarter. Remember, this score was 36-25 at halftime. These teams come out, start shooting lights out. The 9-point lead for Hanover heading to the fourth quarter of play. A champion will be crowned when we come back here on 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit, these may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, back here at Washington County High School, it's TVL Girls Championship action. 51-42, Hanover leading Donovan West. Jake Spaulding hanging out with you on a big Monday here on 92.1, the MSC Sports Radio Network. Proud to bring you all of our local high school basketball midseason tournaments, and this is your local sports authority. We're glad you're listening. Captain Kirk Kilman back in the studios. Hanover with the basketball. Up by 9. That was a 17-15 third quarter in favor of D. West. The Wildcats ended that quarter on a pretty good run. That game got within 4 before Hanover extended the lead back up to 9. No Kyra Johnson on the floor right now for the Mustangs because she's got 4 personal fouls. And here's a steal by Wettstein. Layup is good. Melina Wettstein's got 8, and it's a 7-point lead here for Hanover. Full court pressure being applied by Donovan West. Mosey picks up her dribble in backcourt. Now Atkins breaks the pressure in the free throw line. Now dishes it off. Massey will lay it in. Massey Holly, just her third point, her first field goal of the second half. 53-44, your score. Westheim, Weathersby, right lane line, Euro step around a defender, layup is no good. Rebound ripped down by Holly, and then she double dribbles. Turnover number 11 here on Hanover as Juneman checks in. And Kyra Johnson, 7:03 to go in this ballgame, checks in. A little offense for defense maybe here for Coach Barry Smith as he tells Katie Johnson, be ready to go on the next dead ball. Entry pass to Weathersby, and it's a jump ball. It'll stay with D. West. Not the best entry that time from D. West as Kyra Johnson will now go trigger it in. But Weathersby, Weststein, Edie, Claire Cole, Kyra Johnson for D. West. Tessa Losey, Matthew Hawley, Keegan Atkins, Anna Juneman, and Aaliyah Sin for Hanover. 3-2 zone for Hanover. Nice dish this time by Weathersby over to Johnson. Her layup is missed, but she's fouled. And if that's on Tessa Losey, that'll be her third, and it is. Kyra Johnson to the line. She's trying to get her first points of the second half. She had 8 in the first half, going 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. First toss by Kyra is good. Battling with those 4 personal fouls, you wonder if maybe Coach Smith will bring her out. She makes this free throw, 6:49 to go in the game. 53-45, second toss by Johnson is good. Coach Smith says, play smart. Kyra leaves her in the game. Pressure broken here by Hanover. Quickly up the floor, Massey Hawley on the left block. Now out to Atkins from the free throw line. Will change direction, go to the right wing. Now swings it back near side. Tessa Losey has it between the circles. Now Westside comes out to help. Entry pass down low to Clip. Guarded tightly by Weathersby, who takes it away. Turnover now number 12 on Hanover. Avery Weathersby gives it off to Kyra Johnson. Top of the key. Westside thought about a 3. Skips it in the corner to Kyra Johnson. Back to Weathersby on the left wing. Now Edie on the right wing. Back to Weathersby. That's Elena Westside, who hits bottom. Melena Westside now with 8 in the second half. This game is back within 4 with 6 minutes to go. Going for a steal was Edie, but left Losey wide open for a 3. She head fakes, though, dribbles left. She's at the top of the key. Now right wing. Into the corner it goes. Down low, Massey. Her shot blocked, but a foul. And if this is on Kyra Johnson, that's number 5. But they're going to call this on Avery Weathersby. That's her 3rd. Weathersby and Johnson both in the area. The West faithful held their breath for a second. Massey Hawley to the line. She'll shoot a pair. First free throw rattles home. Her first few free throws of the game, she went 2 out of 2. Then she missed 3 straight, did Massey Hawley. Now she's made her last 2. One more to come. And that one's good as well. Matthew Hawley in double figures. She's got 11. 55-49. Hanover leading Donovan West has led in this game by as many as 19. Melina Westside tries another 3. No. Clara Cole, her rebound put back. No, but she's fouled and will go to the line to shoot 2. That foul is on Tessa Losey. She just picked up her 4th. Losey hasn't scored in the second half. She had 4 3-pointers. In the first. To go with her 4 3-pointers. She now has 4 fouls. Claire Cole to the line. She's 1 out of 2 on the night. This one's short. Coach Beichman says, I'm going to leave you in the game, Tessa. Losey, a 5'6 junior. He facilitates this offense for Hanover. Second free throw by Cole is good. Cole with 4 points in the game now. It's 55-50, 5:38 to go here in this ballgame. A winner will be crowned here for the TVL Girls Championship. A wild shot thrown up by Atkins. She thought she was fouled. So did the Hanover faithful. Quickly up the floor. It's Edie. Brenna. Shot blocked. Gets it back on the baseline, though. Here's Weathersby. Top of the key. Head fakes. Johnson on a 3. Into the lane. 10-footer is good. Kyra Johnson with a bucket. It's a 3-point game. The first time it's been a 1-possession game since the first quarter. 5:05 to go here in this one. Juneman with the right-handed dribble guarded closely by Claire Cole. Finds Atkins at the right elbow. Looking to drive right baseline. Cut off though. Entry pass. Nice find. Good wraparound pass backside to Cliff who lays it in. Caitlin Flip has been dominant here in the second half, down low for Hanover. She's got 9 second-half points. Claire Cole, right wing, three, in and out. And then Kyra Johnson with a rebound, but she just picked up her fifth foul. Kyra Johnson will foul out with 4:38 to go in this fourth quarter. With 12 points in the ballgame, and Coach Perry Smith wasn't happy with the fourth personal foul. He definitely is not happy with that fifth personal foul with 4:38 to go in this game. 57-52, your score. When Kyra Johnson fouls out for Donovan West, going to send Tessa Losey to the line. The double bonus the rest of the way now for Hanover, and Losey's first free throw of the night is true. The next Hanover foul will also put D. West at the line, but it'll just be a 1-1. Losey's second toss, as if it's never an issue. 7-point lead for Hanover, 59-52, Losey with 14. D. West nearly turns it over. Top of the key, it's Brenna Edie. Left wing, it goes Claire Cole. Back out to Edie. She'll fire away. Straight way three. No. Rebound, top four. Massey Holly comes away with it for Hanover. Judiman across the timeline quickly. 4:15 in the clock moving. Right wing, Tessa Losey. She'll fire a three. It's good. Losey's fifth triple of the game. She's now got 15. Just from behind the half moon, 17 for the game. It's a 10-point lead for Hanover. Timeout, Hanover. We're back in 30 seconds. 4:10 to go on this one. Hanover up by 10 on 92-1.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back to Washington County High School. 7-0 run here by Hanover. Extends their 3-point lead up to 10. 4:07 to go in this one. Donovan West with the basketball. No Kyra Johnson. She fouled out just a few seconds ago. Malena Wetstein, Brenna Edie, Avery Weathersby, Clara Cole, and Katie Johnson for Donovan West. Zone defense here by Hanover as they've got Matthew Holly, Keegan Atkins. Here's a deflection in the lane. Now Clara Cole puts up a shot off the back rim. No. Rebound ripped down here by Hanover. And Losey nearly loses the handle on it, but she's still in the backcourt. And a near travel by Juniman. She says, okay, coach, I'll dribble this time. Gets it across the timeline. Deflected and taken away. Brenna Edie, right-hand layup is good. Timeout. No. Official's timeout. Because Coach Barry Smith wants a timeout. It's a full timeout. 3:26 to go in this game. 62-54. Hanover leading Donovan West is the girls' TVL championship game. You're listening to it live, free, and worldwide here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the Coach Perry Smith timeout, a near turnover, and it will be a turnover by Hanover. D. West gets the basketball. Edie into the front court. Over to Katie Johnson. Layup is good. Her first basket of the game is a 6-point lead for Hanover. 3:05 to go in this one. A deflection, but keeping it alive is Atkins for Hanover. They get it up to Massey Holly. Why not just throw it up to the tallest player on the floor to break pressure? That's what they do. Jake Spaulding here at Washington County High School. Excited for this TVL Girls Championship game. What a great tournament this has been. What a great championship game to conclude it. 2:45 to go in this game. Underneath the basket's Clip. Layup, no, but she's fouled. Caitlin Clip will go to the line to shoot a pair. Clip is 4 out of 6 from the line thus far tonight. 6-point game. This game has been a 19-point lead for Hanover. D. West has never led in this game. They got it within 3 just a couple minutes ago in this game, in this quarter. And Hanover, every time D. West tries to throw a haymaker, try and just completely revitalize this comeback, Hanover's stood their ground. Second free throw. Off the back rim, no. Rebound ripped down by Avery Weathersby for D. West. They up the floor quickly, but deflected. Oh, kept alive and hit the official. It'll stay with Donovan West. Weathersby, left lane line drive, shot missed. Rebound by Cliff. Over to Losey. 7-point Hanover lead. A near turnover again by the Wildcats, but they break pressure. Atkins has it in the front court. 2:20 to go in this one. Atkins flips it up in the air. Layup this time is good for Caitlin Cliff, and she's fouled. Near disaster turns into praise as the third foul on Katie Johnson will put Caitlin Clip back to the line where she just made 2. And this and one opportunity is good. Check that sheet. Went 1 of 2 a moment ago. 66-56, 10-point Hanover lead. D. West just refusing to go away. Brenna Eady outside. Westside fakes the 3. Now right wing. Great pass to Claire Cole. That 3 off the mark, however. Weathersby fights for the rebound. On the deck. Clip has it momentarily. Somehow finds it to Losey. Losey in the backcourt. 2 minutes ago. Coach Perry Smith pleading with the officials for a foul. No foul given. Atkins on the right wing. Will just back things out as Coach Chris Beichman says, bleed this clock. 1:45. 10-point lead. And Losey will do just that. Standing up. Right between the circles. Atkins now on the right wing. Inside the Clip. Back to Juneman. Top of the key now to Losey as Coach Beichman says, back it up. 1:30 to go in this one. Coach Perry Smith pleading with his girls. You got to go for a steal, get a foul. Double bonus rests away for Hanover. 1:20 now, and there's a foul on Brenna Eady as Losey will go to the stripe to shoot 2. That'll be her 3rd. And Coach Perry Smith, at this point, down by 10, 1:21 to go in this one, just making sure the officials are aware of his displeasure. First free throw missed there by Losey. One more upcoming. This is a team that major loss from a year ago, Avery Behrens. Team that took 3rd place, state tournament. Class 1A Division 2. 11-point lead. Second free throw. Goodbye, Losey. 67-56 with 75 seconds remaining. Edie picks up her dribble between the rings. Needs help. Finds Claire Cole. Right back to Brenna. In the lane. Floater. Short. Rebound. Ripped down by Caitlin Clip. Juneman over to Losey. And Coach Perry Smith says, come up. 1 minute to go. 67-56. Hanover up by 11 on their way to maintaining a perfect season as a pass to Clip. Errant pass from Atkins. Turnover now number 14 on Hanover. Into the game for the first time for Donovan West will be Lena Leatherman. And a foul will be called here on Hanover on a trigger. Anna Juneman tried to go through Brenna Eady, for a steal. That's their second foul, but that's going to give D. West free throws on the other end. 51 seconds remaining, 67-56 Hanover. Again, led by as many as 19. Never trailed in this game. Edie to the line. First free throw attempt of the night is good. 12 points in the game for Brenna Edie. Ten-point advantage for Hanover. Second free throw is good. Timeout for Donovan West. It's their final one. It's a full one with 51 seconds to go. It's 67-58. Hanover leading D. West. Coach Perry Smith trying to draw up some magic. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
It's your choice. In healthcare, there's a common belief that you're limited to the options your specialist suggests for your ancillary services, including lab work, imaging, therapy, and other diagnostic testing. The truth is, you make the decision on where you go for those services, depending on your insurance coverage. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital provides a wide range of ancillary services to best fit the needs of you and your family. Please visit www.nemvch.com to view a list of all of our current services. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
And a D-West timeout, full court pressure by the Mustangs. It broken momentarily, but taken away here by Claire Cole. 9-point disadvantage here for D-West, and they're going to turn it right back over. Got a little sped up that time, did Brenna Edie. 14th turnover on the Mustangs, which is, that in itself, the major turnaround in this game. And 9 turnovers in the second quarter when you saw Hanover get their largest lead of the game of 19. Here's a home run ball pass that no time should have came off that clock, and they're going to go look at that. There was 38 seconds left in this game, and you're going to say she was out of bounds when she touched it. Doesn't look like they're going to add any time back on the clock, so it's 36 seconds remaining, 67-58. That was a turnover by Hanover on the home run attempt to break pressure. Kayla Clip couldn't come down with it inbounds. Quick trigger, taken away. Matthew Hawley, turnover number 15 on D. West. And then Brenna Edie quickly fouls Tessa Losey with 31 and a half seconds remaining. Two free throws coming up for Losey, fourth personal on Brenna Edie. Nine-point lead here for Hanover, trying to make it back into double digits. First toss from Losey is good. Stick around for our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. We'll pick a player to bank on. Summarize this game. Give you a final stat as Losey makes a second. We'll get you ready for the boys' game championship between Axtell and Blue Valley coming up here in just a few minutes. Under 30 seconds remaining here. It's an 11-point lead for Hanover. Edie, straightaway three is good. Her second triple of the game. Clock moving and a deflection. Oh, and she catches it out of bounds. Caitlin Clip. Deflection there by Katie Johnson. Goes right back into the lap of Caitlin Clip, and she catches it out of bounds. Turnover on Hanover. Their 15th. Now Edie, top of the key, gets over to Westheim. Fires the left wing three. That's in and out. Rebound saved in by Westheim, but right to Keegan Atkins. And with just 6.5 seconds left, neither team comfortable until that clock hits zero. Foul was called on Katie Johnson, her fourth. Just 6 seconds to go, so Hanover played with fire a little bit midway point of this fourth quarter as Atkins hits the first of two. Z-West got this game all the way within three. But then Kyra Johnson fouled out with 4:38 to go in this game. And this D-West team just did not look the same without her on the floor. 10-point lead for Hanover. A deep left wing three is short, and that'll do it. Your final score, Hanover remains unbeaten. 71-61, your final. Hanover Wildcats improved to 11-0 and take the TBL Girls Midseason Championship home with them. We'll summarize. Look at the first game statistics. Preview the second game. It's the guys' championship game. And we'll name a player to bank on. It's all coming up next here on 92.1 FM coverage of midseason tournament basketball on your local sports authority, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Well, the girls' championship has come to an end as the Hanover Wildcats stay unbeaten and now 11-0 on the year. They ranked number one most of the season for a very good reason. Take down the Donovan West Lady Mustangs, who fall to 8-3 on the year, but just chalk it up. That's just their third loss, and all three losses stem now against ranked opponents. Number 7, Frankfort. Number 5, Riverside. And now number 1, Hanover. Coach Perry Smith definitely cannot be disappointed with the way that his girls fought back. That second quarter, 9 turnovers in that second quarter for D. West. And a 19-point lead is what that ballooned to for Hanover. They got it down to 11 at the halftime break, did the Mustangs. A third quarter that was electric, 17-15 as far as points in favor of Donovan West, gets to a 9-point game heading to the final quarter. And a big run by Donovan West in that fourth frame, in large part due to the defense of Kyra Johnson. However, Kyra Johnson fouls out with 4:38 to go in this contest with 12 points. It was a 4-point game at the time, check that, 5-point game at the time of her fouling out. And if you think about what could have been had she not fouled out, you never know. That's 4.5 minutes of game time, over half of the fourth quarter missed by Kyra Johnson due to that, due to fouling out. Hanover, down the stretch, made their free throws. We'll get to that in just a moment. But a very impressive win by Hanover, and big, big props to these fans for both teams. My goodness, Donovan West, Hanover. They bring a crowd. They made this feel like this is a state championship tournament game, not just a midseason tournament championship game. I'm Jake Spaulding, hanging out with you here tonight in Washington County. Kurt Kilman back in the studios. Final score again, 71-61 in favor of the Hanover Lady Wildcats. Leading the way for Hanover was Tessa Losey. 20 points on the night, had 5 3-pointers in the game. The rest of her points came from the free throw line, going 5 for 6 from the stripe. Next up, Caitlin Clipp. I told you mid-game about how she was massive in the second half. She scored 14 points in the second half for Hanover. It should be 14 points in the game, but 10 of those in the second half, going 6 for 9 from the free throw line, was Caitlin Clipp for the Lady Wildcats. 13 for Massey Hawley, who started off great. 8 points in the first quarter, then 5 down the stretch. 9 for Anna Judiman, 7 for Keegan Atkins, 5 for Elena Sin, and 3 for Cadence Shoddy. The biggest statistic of all that I'm seeing here tonight, 22 out of 29 from the free throw line for the Hanover Lady Wildcats after going just 4 for 6 in the first half. They shot a amazing 23 free throws in the second half. And when you shoot the ball at that good of a clip from the free throw line in general, you're probably going to be on the correct side of the scoreboard. 15 turnovers on the night for Hanover. That was their biggest bugaboo, if you would, especially in that third quarter into the fourth when Donovan West made their big run. They cleaned it up down the stretch. Hanover improves now 11-0. For Donovan West, Coach Perry Smith leading the way for the Lady Mustangs was Avery Weathersby, who really had a dominant third quarter, but just couldn't get going in the fourth. Weathersby led at halftime the team with 9 points, and the second half chipped in another 7, 16 in the game for Avery. Also, Kyra Johnson, she had 12, as mentioned, by the time that she fouled out. But Brenna Eady had a great fourth quarter, keeping the Mustangs in this game. A lot of it starting on the defensive side of the basketball, as she had 11 of her 16 in that fourth quarter for Donovan West. So a great valiant effort there by Brenna Eady for the Lady Mustangs. Milena Wettstein had 11 points on the night, and then the scoring kind of dropped off. Claire Cole, she finished the night with 4 and 2 for Katie Johnson to round out the scoring for D. West. The Mustangs did not get to the free throw line as many times as Hanover did, especially in that second half. 8 for 9 in the first half for Donovan West, but in the second half, they only got to the free throw line a total of 9 times, again, making 7 out of 9 from the charity stripe. So you tell Coach Perry Smith you're going 15 out of 18 from the free throw line, that's pretty successful. But when you give up more free throw makes than you had attempts, that's an old basketball adage, usually doesn't bode well for your final score, which it was, once again, 71-61, Hanover, your TVL Girls Tournament champions. We have a Farmer State Bank player to bank on with Timeless Values Modern Banking. That's Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. And Tessa Losey, you know, she kind of flirted with Caitlin Clipp to give it away to Clipp in the way that Clipp played in the second half. But Tessa Losey, phenomenal. 5 3-pointers in the game, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line, your Farmer State Bank player to bank on here tonight. We got the boys action coming up here momentarily. It'll be Blue Valley, the Rams, taking on the Axtell Eagles, seeing if which team can take home the boys championship here tonight, as it was a great one for Blue Valley in the semifinals. They took on Hanover and won 52-50 last Friday evening. For Axtell, well, they've had a couple fairly close games. It's Troy in the quarters, and then beat Clifton Clyde 51-44 in the semis on Friday, ended their route to their championship berth here It's number 7 in Class 1A Division 1 against number 3, Class 1A Division 2. The 9-2 Axtell Eagles of 10-1 Blue Valley Rams coming up in about 10 minutes. Once again, your final score from the girls' game, 71-61. Hanover remains unbeaten to take down the Donovan West Lady Mustang to take home a TVL Girls Midseason Tournament Championship. This has been Jake Spaulding. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Send it back to Captain Kirk Kilman in the Gansland Studios. We'll see you in 10.